Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is God uses broken people. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 38, verses 6 through 19, and verses 24 through 26.
Now Judah took a wife for his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. But Judah's firstborn, was evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord took his life. Then Judah said to Onan, "Go into your brother's wife and perform your duty as a brother-in-law to her, and raise up offspring for your brother." Onan knew that the offspring would not be his, so when he went into his brother's wife, he wasted his seed on the ground in order not to give offspring to his brother. But what he did was displeasing in the sight of the Lord, so he took his life also. Then Judah said to his daughter-in-law, Tamar, "Remain a widow in your father's house until my son Shelah grows up." For he thought, "I am afraid that he too may die like his brothers." So Tamar went and lived in her father's house. Now after a considerable time, Shua's daughter, the wife of Judah, died. And when the time of mourning was ended, Judah went up to his sheep shearers at Timnah. He and his friend Hurah, the Adullamite, it was told to Tamar, "Behold, your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his sheep." So she removed her widow's garments and covered herself with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in the gateway of Enaim, which is on the road to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah had grown up, and she had not been given to him as a wife. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a harlot, for she had covered her face. So he turned aside to her by the road and said, "Hear now, let me come in to you." For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, "What will you give me that you may come in to me?" He said, "Therefore, I will send you a young goat from the flock." She said, "Moreover, will you give a pledge until you send it?" He said, "What pledge shall I give you?" And she said, "Your seal and your cord and your staff that is in your hand." So he gave them to her and went into her, and she conceived by him. Then she arose and departed and removed her veil and put on her widow's garments. Now it was about 3 months later that Judah was informed, "Your daughter-in-law, Tamar, has played the harlot, and behold, she is also with child by harlotry." Then Judah said, "Bring her out and let her be burned." It was while she was being brought out that she sent to her father-in-law, saying, "I am with child by the man to whom these things belong." And she said, "Please examine and see whose signet ring and cords and staff are these." Judah recognized them and said, "She is more righteous than I, inasmuch as I did not give her to my son Shelah, and he did not have relations with her again."
We all showcase the best versions of ourselves to the world. Our social media accounts are not reels of our lowest moments. We don't show up to school reunions to share our failures and disappointments. We don't jump to excitedly text our friend group when we give into that temptation we're struggling with again. We want to come across as put together versions of ourselves. We'd rather hide all the broken parts. The passage we just read is about one of Jacob's sons, Judah. It's a very tragic story about broken people. To summarize the story, Judah has married a Canaanite woman and had children of his own. He marries one of his sons to a woman named Tamar. But Judah's son does something displeasing to God, and God kills him. As the law required, Judah then marries another one of his sons to Tamar. But this son is also displeasing to God and therefore killed by him. Judah says he'll give Tamar his next son when he comes of age, but he doesn't follow through on his promise. So, several years later, Tamar takes matters into her own hands. She disguises herself as a prostitute and stations herself along a road she knows Judah will be traveling along. Judah doesn't recognize his daughter-in-law, and he sleeps with her. Tamar asks for a few pieces of identification so she can ensure that Judah will send payment. Judah still does not know he has slept with Tamar at this point. Tamar conceives, and word gets out that she's pregnant. When Judah hears the news, he wants her to be punished and burned to death. Tamar, however, comes forward with the pieces of identification Judah had given her, and Judah realizes his hypocrisy. He was the father. Judah repents, saying, "She is more righteous than I." What we see in this story is mistreatment, sexual sin, deception, and hypocrisy. But God uses broken people and broken circumstances to accomplish his plan. In Matthew 1, Judah and Tamar are listed in the lineage of Jesus. Perez, Tamar and Judah's son, was an ancestor to King David, and King David was in the lineage of Christ. The lineage of people leading to Christ were not perfect people. In fact, they were quite the opposite. God used a lineage of broken people and the mistakes they made, such as the one in this account, to bring about his plan. And this is good news for us. Believers can take comfort in the fact that God does his best work in messy lives. He's not looking for put together people who don't mess up. He is looking to showcase his redemption. Our mess ups don't catch God off guard. Our sexual sin, our insecurity, our rebellion, our lies, our selfishness. It's all a chance for God's redemption to shine through as it did in Judah's story. So if God uses our brokenness to showcase his redemption, then why do we often stay so hung up on it? I know for me, I'm often more concerned with my image than with God's. I don't like when people can see my failures and inadequacies. I also have a lot of pride. I want to be used by God for my assets, not for my weaknesses. So when my brokenness gets exposed, it's hard for me to just be joyful about the fact that God can use it to showcase his redemption. I often instead just sit in my self-pity or stress over my plan for how not to mess up again. But the reality is, this story is not about me. It's about God and his redemption. So we do not need to be discouraged by our failures. Turning to God and his grace and our sin only increases our love for God and the gospel. And we do not need to hide our failures from others. A sinner turning towards grace is a better picture of the gospel than a perfect, put-together life. It reminds the world that God uses broken people to bring about his glorious plan. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you use broken people like me in your plan. Thank you that my mistakes do not mess up your plan. They only highlight your grace and redemption. Help me to let go of the desire for a perfect image. Help me to lose my fear of others seeing the imperfect parts of me. God, come and work your redemptive power in my brokenness. Amen. What part of your life would you call broken? How have you seen God at work bringing good from this area? As you listen to the worship song, say a prayer asking God to showcase his grace and redemption in your brokenness.
I am hurting Why is this happening to me? I am hurting. Can you hear me? Will you hide yourself from me? I am hurting. Help me to believe.
Heard about you.